Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Bob Brooks. The scripture is Psalm 103.
I admit, of all the daily devotions I have done, this one did not come clearly to me. I read the scripture in several different translations, watched a Charles Stanley video on fear of the Lord, prayed about what I should write, and struggled mightily with what this psalm really says to me and how I should share my understanding. All else failing to open my eyes to deeply intellectual and spiritual insight, I just began to write my devotion as thoughts came into my head, with the idea that after doing this, I could go back, edit, and create a devotion that might be meaningful to the reader. I think there are several messages contained in the verses. The overwhelming praise of King David in the beginning for all the things God has done for the Hebrew people, how God has watched over them in the face of their enemy, and how he will continue to bless them. King David acknowledges the sovereignty of God and his rule over all the earth and mankind. King David draws an interesting example of how God is slow to anger and quick to forgive and plenteous in grace. I will tell you, growing up, my grandparents mentioned this quote to me many times as I possessed a hair-trigger temper. Some who know me well might say that I still have it. God wants to forgive us. In thinking about this concept, I realized that the love for God has for us is best understood in the love we have for our children. Despite all that happens, parents have a built-in forgiving nature that we cannot shut down when it comes to our children. We know, as the psalmist mentions, that we are all children of dust, and as such are inherently weak and have a bent towards sinning. Now comes the part that confuses me. God is so good and forgives and treats us like his children. But the psalmist said we should fear the Lord and follow all his precepts to receive his rewards. Sort of confuses me when I think about God's grace, yet we must fear him. Doesn't sound like the two match. The fear of the Lord is an Old Testament expression meaning reverential trust, including the hatred of evil. This is according to the New Scofield Reference Bible in Psalm 19:9. So the way I've learned to deal with the concept of fearing the Lord is to view the Old Testament definition and adding to it the idea of respecting the sovereign God who is over all creation. I think about people that I have come in contact with over my life and remember the ones who I wanted to serve or obey, not because I feared, was afraid of them and what they would do to me, but rather because I had such deep respect and did not want in any way to disappoint them. It has taken me a long time to get here with my devotion, but I truly believe that much like our attitude toward the Ten Commandments in obeying them because of our love and respect for God, so does our fear, reverential trust of the Lord show itself in our thoughts, deeds, speech, and service to others. I do not strive to serve and obey God because he may strike me dead with a lightning bolt. That is the human definition of fear. But rather because I hold him in awe and respect as the ultimate ruler of this world and the world to come. Let us pray. Our most amazing, loving, and forgiving Father, we thank you for your unending love for each of us in our present state of human weakness. I pray that we can continue to hold tight this belief despite Satan's attempt to make us see God's love in the human framework of revenge and holding grudges. Let us remember each day how you want us to respect, love, and adore you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.